Torah is divided a number of sections. Beginning with Parshas Shmos, we begin with the history of Klal Yisrael. In Sefer Bereishis, we have stories about different people, individuals. You're the main individuals, the others. The Torah also tells us about other individuals. Noach, that's about Cain, Hevel, Odom, Noach, Terach. And there's a lot to learn from each of from all the various stories Chazal tell us. Because even though Teresh B'Ksav talks very much B'Kitzer, Chazal have many, many stories to give us a wider understanding of exactly what was happening with them and what we can learn from them. And these stories are a very fundamental part of Teresh Baal Peh. Noach was an Ish Tzadik Tomim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was made as a Tzadik Tomim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said he's going to save humanity. For 120 years, he built a table telling people to do tshuva. It's amazing. A man, an outstanding human being in his generation, 120 years, he has told people to do tshuva and didn't achieve anything. Not a single person did tshuva. People wonder, how is it possible that someone who'd done tshuva, he would have gone in the teva? Got no one to do tshuva. Why? Because doesn't Chazal tell us another story about Noach? He was a mamin v'eino mamin. A mamin v'eino mamin. Now, remember who we're talking about. Talking about someone, the Torah says, is a tzaddik tomim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, ki oscho ro'isi tzaddik lofonai b'dor hazeh. Noach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, told him to his face, I have seen you as a tzaddik in this door. So why is it that Chazal said that he's a mamin, we ain't a mamin? Vayovo Noach ubono v'ishto v'shevon v'ito el hatev v'mnei mei hamabu. Nei mei hamabu. Until they were pushed into the teva by the marble, they didn't go in. Why not? Why did they have to wait mamish till the water began? The answer is very, very simple. He's a mom and ain't a mom. Human beings exist on many different levels. We say in our diving, V'yodato hayom v'ashevose elovovecho. You know it, but internalize it deep inside of you. If you would have asked Noach, what are you doing 120 years? He's building this teva. A lot of work. And 120 years, nonstop. That's all he's doing for 120 years, building a tevi. Why? People ask him, why are you building a tevi? He says, the Baruch Hu told me to build a tevi. And this is going to be unbelievable marble. And unless you people do tshuva, the whole world is going to be destroyed. And Gosh Baruch Hu wants me to go into the tevi and be saved. And if you do tshuva, you can come in with me, or maybe everyone will be saved. But some people, even if they believe it, have a problem. They can't think out of the here and now. Now, this is an unbelievable. Everyone's living, the world is continuing, and everything's going nicely. And the fact is, it's all going to come to an end. This is going to be a marble. And the whole world's going to be destroyed. And everything is going to change. And it's going to be an unbelievable event. L'mal miderech hateva, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to arrange that all the animals are going to come by themselves, come running to Noach. Noach didn't have to do anything. He didn't have to go and get the cows or the goats or that, or he didn't have to get the lions from Africa or the elephant or wherever. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought them all to him. It all happened by itself. But this whole thing, the Mala Midarach HaTeva, was so out of his mental universe. He said it, and he believed it, but until it actually hit him in the face, he couldn't accept it. It's a very standard thing. People think about the world and just their regular, how? They don't realize that there are many possibilities. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs this world according to his logic within his mental universe. It doesn't fit with ours. Yetzim hayom hazeh bo Noach. But there's another thing that's happening with Noah. Another normal human behavior. Everyone wants to keep living their lives the way they're living their lives. Someone says something drastic is going to happen. The fanatic. They want to keep living their lives. And if anyone says, yes, but you're all wrong, they turn around and they attack him. Because it's dangerous. When people hear ideas that there's something fundamentally wrong, they have to fundamentally change. And that which is the norm just is bringing everyone to destruction. So they turn around and they blame him for, and they attack him for it. No. And if you happen to be right, okay. They so resented him. They didn't say at the end, okay, we'll do tshuva. No. Hashem Baruch Hu said, I'll make it happen. You don't want to accept. And that is the unbelievable thing we say on Yom Kippur in Mafti Yaina. This man comes, Yonah comes, and tells them, do tshuva. Or HaKadosh Baruch Hu is simply going to destroy the whole city. It's a massive city. An outsider shows up, I have a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why do we read Mafti Yoni Yom Kippur? Because Yoni calls the story of tshuva, but something else. Tshuva, there are two types of tshuva. The type of tshuva, okay. I'm a firm Jew. I know certain things are also. I'm going to take my Yiddishkeit more seriously. Okay. Person, you know, is a little, he cheats a little here and there, steals here and there. Comes in Rosh Hashanah, comes in Yom Kippur, decides to take his tshuva more seriously. He'll stop cheating, he'll stop doing this, he'll stop doing that. All the above. It's one type of tshuva. It's another tshuva where a person takes what he hears so seriously, decides to change the entire world, his entire way of thinking, his entire way of acting, in radical transformation. Yoina is a story of the king, and because of that, everybody who followed him, he has to begin with the king and says, we just have to change everything. One of the reasons people get sometimes caught up in this detail in Rosh Yom Kippur, which is all important, when I say Yom Kippur, you have to look at the total human being. Where am I? What do I fundamentally have to change to push myself in a different direction? That is the story of Nineveh with Yonah. It's a story here with the Dor HaMabul. They resented someone saying you have to do a radical change. And Noach, as much as he was radically different, still didn't get out of his whole limitation to understand what was really going to happen. Kadosh Baruch Hu could tell it to him. It's so different, he just couldn't adjust to it. Now, Parshas Noach begins that way. Parshas Noach ends with the story of Terach and Horon. Now, Avodah Zarah all over the world, but along came Horon, Terach, and Avram Avinu. And Avram Avinu had that ability to say, and that's the ability of an Ivri, Kol Olam Be'Ever Echod, the Avram and the Eber Hashemi. Say, listen, the whole world is fundamentally wrong. There's a whole different approach to the world, a whole different approach to life. Now that was a tremendous koyach of Avram Avinu. To see straight through to the absurdity of Avodah Zarah. And don't think of Avodah Zarah just as such a simple, primitive thing. It can become very sophisticated, as the Rambam writes. You can write many books about it. There's all philosophy behind it. But to see straight through that the entire way of thinking that you were born with, the entire way of thinking that the world around you has, it's wrong. That was Avraham Avinu's koyach. The story of Akiv Shanesh. That HaKadosh Baruch who saved Avraham Avinu with such a nesgolui that it shook up, but not everyone. After all, Nimrod, it was a flat battle, it was a confrontation between Nimrod and Avram Avinu. Nimrod, what he did, he took Avodah Zarah in a much broader way, and Himrid caused a rebellion against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he was the ruler, and he was a Gibbot Zayid Lifnei Hashem, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Convinced everyone. And there was one person who stood up and said, no. That's Avram Avinu. And then, Kadosh Baruch Hu did an unbelievable mace. Throws him into a kibshon eish, and he walks out. Who got shaken up by that? Everyone should have got shaken up by it. Everyone should have said, just like what happened with Eliyahu and Har Carmel, they announced Hashem Hu Elokim, Hashem Hu Elokim. And what happened there at Har Carmel? With Eliyahu, with everything in the... Next day, they went back to their Avodah Zarah. So who got shaken up? Avraham Avinu's immediate family. Ayikach Terach. Avraham Beno, his Lord Ben Horon, Esorai Kalosa, H. Avraham Beno. They want to go to Eretz Yisrael. Why Eretz Yisrael? What was special about Eretz Yisrael? But there was a yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, in Be'er Sheva. It was a yeshiva of Shem V'Aver. But Shem V'Aver was a different sort of yeshiva. They didn't go out. There were a group of people there, being over at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in a quiet, private way. Made no attempt to spread their idea. But when there was a shake-up, and everyone realized that Nimrod was wrong, the ones who took it seriously were Terach. And by taking it seriously, figured, you know, remember who Shem and Aver were? Shem was his great, 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 great grandfather, all the way back. Aver was his great, great grandfather, all the way back. People lived long lives then. Yeah, we have two fanatic great-grandparents down there in Be'er Sheva. Maybe they're right. So, the people close to Avraham Avinu got shaken up. So, but not too much. Haran says, okay, hedged his bets. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want people hedging their bets. You have to be able to commit yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you commit yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he works for you. If you don't commit yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't work for you. So he dies. He has a son, Lot, who got shaken up. He has a daughter, Sarah, who was married to Avraham Avinu, and he has Terach. And they pick up to go to Eretz Yisrael to Shem V'Aver. But it's a long way. And on that long way, you can rethink it and rethink it and rethink it. Are you really ready to step out of that which is accepted in the entire world? Are you really ready to make a break entirely and adapt this radical idea and this radical philosophy? We're just going to go with everyone else. Vayikach Terach as Avraham Beno, as Lot Ben Horon. Vayitzu Itu Mirukazdim, Urukazdim, because that's the story of the Kivshon Eish, or they came to Haran, which is 90% of the trip, And they couldn't take it to the end. Very standard thing. People get very inspired. They want to do something with it. There's a hisoris. But act on it. Take it to the end. They can't. Story with a lot of people come to Eretz Yisrael for a while to learn. Tremendous hisoris. But now take it, solidify it, make it a permanent part of your life, and take the implications and the conclusions of it. No, it can't go the whole way. It can't finish off. It's Terach. Vayom is Terach Bukhara. He stayed there. He couldn't go all the way. But Lot did. His grandson Lot went along with Avram Avinu. V'gam l'log ta'holich es Avram. He went along. Something went wrong with Lot. Parshas Lech Lecha. V'gam l'log ta'holich es Avram. He became very, very wealthy. Now when you become very wealthy, so his initial hisorus is going to become, listen, I live in a different world. I have my flock to manage. I have my cows to manage. And they couldn't live together. Why not? Because Avram had a vision. And that vision he took very seriously. And it translated itself to a lot of very detailed halachas. In a very detailed way to live one's life. So Lot says, yes, I got this story, we got to go to Eretz Yisrael, forget about Avodah Zarah. But then when you have all the money, and then the question is, where are your sheep and goats and cows going to eat? And you can save a little money doing this and save a little money doing that, and it's good for your parnasa. Lot has a whole totally different part of view. He became wealthy because of Avram. So Chazal tell us, said Avram Avinu is dead end. With this philosophy, he's not going anywhere. He looked, Vayar Lot, it's called Kikar Yarden, Kikula Mashke. He saw a very wealthy city called Sodom. And the Torah tells me the Anshei Sodom ro'im v'chatoyim la'ashem ma'od. Evil. But listen, for business you do a lot of things. I'll hold on to a lot of the ideas of Avram, which he did. But he was a very practical person. He said, Avram Avinu is going nowhere. He has no children. There's no future. And here I'm a rich man, and it's a rich city. I'll go there. Either evil people, got to be practical in this world. Very practical in this world. Avram Avinu saves him. Then at the end of the parsha, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram Avinu he's going to have a son. And Avram Avinu says, no, Pasuk says, Vayotze Oso Hachutzo. Avram Avinu believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, believes in the Hashgach HaPratis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, believes it all. But even though he's seen Chutz Miderech HaTeva back there in Ur Kazdan when he saved from the Kibshon Ha'esh, says Vayotze Osa Chutzo. So Chazal tell us, what does it mean Hachutzo? Chutz means Nigna Shulcha. You have a way of viewing the world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you something. And you say, there's a question, how far out of that way of viewing the world can you go? V'hemim b'Hashem. The moment HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to do something, which is totally opposite of the whole way the world goes for everybody else except for you. So don't talk to me in terms of, this is the way the world goes. And he believed it. And that was the key difference between Avram and Noach. Avram can make Gerim. Noach couldn't. Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu, the world doesn't go according to your logic. I run the world according to a whole different way of doing it. Proceed on that. Avram Avinu, fully ad hasof, could accept that. Noach accepted it and didn't accept it. Yes, he spends all the time building the Teva and doing everything, but deep down, until he saw it happen, he didn't believe there was going to be a mob. Because it's so radically different. Vehem in Bashem. And Avram Avinu believes. Avram Avinu is three different things where he's different than everything we've seen. Avram Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know, you have to break from your past. Lech lecha. Your father couldn't go all the way. You, Avram Avinu, have that capacity. But kol zman you with your father, you can't break and go all the way. You have to go all the way. That is Avram Avinu's unbelievable koyach. And Terach couldn't do that. Avram Avinu, practical? How did he get real wealthy? From being very impractical. Lot couldn't see that. The moment Lot had money, so he became a very practical individual. And he saw that Avram Avinu's whole philosophy, he's Nizer and Gezel, down to a small amount, he did this, and all the ways he did things. That's not the way the world goes. Sure, Avram Avinu's right, but you've got to be practical. Lot's the practical person. And later on, in Parshas Vayera, what happens when Lot's practicality ends up with absolute, he loses everything? There is HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns over stone v'amoro in all the cities, kolorei hakikor, and absolute destruction. So, what does Lot say? The Malachim tell him, when they took Lot out, go back to Avram Avinu. You left Avram Avinu. It caused you nothing but destruction. And you end up losing all the money. Everything is lost. Go back to Avram Avinu. He says, no, I can't. Anochi lo uchal yimole tohor, pentikani horo avamati. He says, Rashi says, to go back to Avram Avinu is going to be mechayev me to live a life that's absolutely demanding on me on the highest madrega. Yes, I realize Avram Avinu is right. Yes, I realize Avram's whole philosophy is right. But to continually, day after day, live in that madrega, I can't bring myself to do it. And what happens as a result? With his daughters, the whole mice, nothing happens to Lot. Avram Avinu was able to take everything to the end. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Lech Lecha, Vayelech Avram, he didn't know where he was going. But in the beginning, he went going to Eretz Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, get out, I'm taking you somewhere. He didn't know where he was going. If you take a look at Netziv, he's Medayik and Pesukim, Amar Chazal, Avram Avinu just picked up and went. What's he doing with his furniture? What's he doing with all his belongings? Sarah, pack it up and catch up with me. Kadosh Baruch Hu, when we leave, I'm off and running. Avraham Avinu, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you stay here in Haran. You're not going to take the ideas you believe in ad hasof to the end. Terah can't go. You have to go and take all those ideas. You have to live a brand new type of life. Forget about practicality. Forget about difficulty. You're living a life in a totally different madrega. Terah couldn't go all the way. Lot couldn't live a life on that madrega. And they ended up with nothing. And who ended up? The impractical person who knew. The moment he saw the emes, he had to take the emes out of himself. He had to live on that. Nowadays, a lot of practicality around. A lot of hisorus, but a lot of practicality. There's a lot of people who say, yes, I know the emes. But I have this issue, I have that issue, I have this problem. Well, he had a lot of issues, he had a lot of problems, his father was killed. I mean, you can write a whole psychological treatise. But in the end, the Malachim said, go back to living your life with Avraham Avinu on that madrega. He says, I can't. He paid a serious price for it. Very serious price. Something called Bechira Chofshis in this world. Bechira Chofshis in this world means that you can live your life on any madrega you want. You can take, you believe in the Emes, follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ad HaSof, you can live your life with every madrega you want. And every one of us in our lives has a little bit the problems of Lot, a little bit of the problems of Terach, a little bit of the problems of all of these people, of Noach. We can't think totally out of the box. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you got to think outside of the box. We can't take everything ad hasof to the end. We want to be a little too practical. We have reasons not to live our life the way we really know we should live our life. And the stories in Chumash say, in the end of the day, who's the most successful person? It's Avraham Avinu. Because we don't run the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, I want you to go out of yourself. I want you to live your life in a certain madrega. And don't tell me you can't. Stories of Bereishis are very powerful stories. You take them and think about them, they're mechayev us in a very, very, very deep way. To take the lessons that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world, and He's running this world, and He's demanding of us in this world. Take those very seriously. Vayomas Terach Bacharin, he couldn't go on. Avraham Avinu came back and visited him. There's a Lech Lecha. And then there's a Lot who did the Lech Lecha, but living his life in a certain madrega, once he had all that money, became impossible. And even after he lost his money, he couldn't go back to living his life on that madrega. And we see what happened. All these practical people, nothing happened. And the only one who in the end was successful was an Avraham Avinu. So Torah's Machayev us. We have to be willing to think out of the box. We have to be willing to really deeply accept Hashgacha Pratis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs this world deeply and seriously down to the finest, finest detail.